like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not.
Nobody's running.
Yay! Here we go.
Let's take off.
Yep. I want to start the show, if you don't mind, please. I got the floor for 2 seconds. I want to thank fellow entertainer and Irish-American Colin Quinn for giving me 2 tickets to his show, Red State, Blue State. Nice. Picked them up at the door there. I'm looking forward to that.
How'd you get free tickets?
I didn't. I'm lying. I didn't. I'm annoyed. They're $100 each, those seats. What the fuck is he doing for it? And I love Colin Quinn. For
$100 in New York is nothing, man.
I don't go out to see. I don't pay for entertainment. I don't go out to do stuff. But I'm blown. My friend was like, I went and saw Hamilton. I said, how much are the tickets?
You Liza Minnelli? I don't go. I don't pay to see other entertainers.
I get free tickets, man. I saw Bobby Short as a Carlisle. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I didn't. It feels like if it's $100, it should be like fireworks or something. I mean, I'm not like
$100. Man,
come on, to see comedy?
What?
I don't know. Is that
$100? That's what you pay. That's your bar bill.
Well, that's my point. Is I'm taking my buddy to go to Il Molino around the corner on West 3rd Street. Oh, the fucking burrata there. It's like it came out of Mary the Mother's Cunt. And so,
what?
Yeah.
Smooth cheese.
Smooth cheese. Thank you. My S&M safe word. Smooth cheese. Pull it out. It's too deep. Smooth cheese. Pull it out. Smooth cheese. Pull it out. I can taste my own vomit.
No, I'm with you, man. I would never spend $100 on a night out.
I mean,
that's way too much.
A night out for sure, but like, I don't know. And again, I'm a huge Colin Quinn fan, but like, does Jerry Seinfeld, should he do the show for free? The guy's like, I made this kind of.
What?
What I mean.
Jerry Seinfeld what?
Jerry Seinfeld produces the show.
Yeah.
So to charge $100 a seat to watch one person.
I got to pay the rent.
It's a Minetta fucking theater. It's not expensive.
Yeah, they still got to pay the rent. It's not cheap down there. Those Jews are fucking, they're notorious.
Yeah, notorious. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't understand.
You think they give them a fucking, it's all about the rent, motherfucker. Why do you think they call that one show Rent?
Right.
Because that's how expensive it is.
They'll have AIDS.
No, because it's the rent. It's the fucking Broadway show. Speaking of shows.
Yep.
I didn't even know this, but they had the Patrice benefit last night.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know anything about it. I saw a Tell tweet it. They had, you know where they had the show? At the New York City Center.
Yeah, what's behind Carnegie Hall.
Yeah, it seats 2,257 people. I mean, you know who was on the show? Bill Burr, Jim Gaffigan. Let me see who else.
These are hitters.
Screenshot it.
So you're saying that's not a lot of people.
No, it's nothing. Bill Burr can sell 2,200 seats on his own. So why do they have this lineup and then they have it at this shitty place and it makes no fucking sense.
What's the theater? I bet the theater donates the space.
They don't donate. Well, you fucking high. They donate the space.
I don't know. Maybe.
You really are drunk today.
Is Brad Trackman?
You're hammered. Why do I have to pay?
Why is Brad Trackman on the show?
Why do I have to pay?
Your money's no good here.
Yeah. I can go by...
Also, I can't even see the show. I'm like, can I get a listening discount?
It looks like Joe List, Gary Goldman,
wow.
Michelle Wolf,
he's howling funny.
Rich Voss,
right.
Bill Burr, Big J, some guy with a belt.
Yay, crowd work.
Who's that guy with the fucking belt hanging down? Chris Redd.
You meet Robin Williams?
Can you see this? Deepu, who is this?
Deepu.
That is Big J and some bald guy. I don't know. It looks like Howie Mandel plus 10 years.
John Fish?
I mean, look how his belt's hanging like it's his dick.
Did the Robin Williams thing not go?
Huh?
Robin Williams hung himself with his belt. Anybody?
Oh, I didn't know that specifically.
I was just kind of like, I think four times.
Let me see the fucking thing they have.
What's your point? You think they should have sold the garden?
No, it's like, why even bother? It's like, I don't understand.
Listen, if you're charging those fucking Colin Quinn Shanty Irish prices, $100 a seat, then all right, you're making $22,000 so his kids can get Pumas or whatever the hell they're spending that money
on. All right, I had this all set up, and now it's fucking backfiring.
This is so great. This is such great radio when you look at your phone, scrolling through with your...
Have you guys ever gone to the Patrice benefits, ever?
Okay, it was Bill Burr, Jim Gaffigan, Gary Goldman, Michelle Wolf, Mark Norman. I guess he canceled. Joe List, Rich Voss. The funny thing was, I was looking at the lineup. I have issues with Chris Redd, who was on the show. I have issues with Bill Burr, Jim Gaffigan, Gary Goldman, Michelle Wolf. I couldn't even be in the fucking green room.
You couldn't be on 56th Street.
You got something hanging out of your nose. Anyway, they have all these people, and then fucking Gavigan could sell the place out on his, by himself. Bill Burr could sell the playoffs easily by himself. I think Gary Goldman thinks he can. He can't. Michelle Wolf thinks she can. She can't. It's like they have all these names, and then why do they have it at a small? It's like they got bigger places than that. Well, they could do it at the fucking Paramount at the Garden. That's bigger than 2,200.
4,500, I think.
So
there's risk if you don't fill it, then it looks bad, right? So
yeah, but they'll fill it. I think like what Gaffigan did to you, like he'll do your show, but he won't promote it. You know.
Right.
So I don't know if people don't promote it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Bill Burr just promotes it. Was he on Jim and Sam yesterday?
I'm going to be on there. They're on vacation.
They're on vacation this week?
Jim and Sam, yeah.
This whole week?
Whole week. Monday through Friday.
Are you serious? They're on vacation a whole week?
I have no idea.
What a joke.
They get a vacation. Howard's on vacation for 2 weeks. So
yeah, they already had a shortened week because they had the fucking President's Day. And they don't work. Sirius has got it. I can't wait till Howard fucking retires. That place is going to be a fucking disaster.
You think?
What's going to carry the network?
They're bringing the Grease Man.
What?
The Grease Man.
Who's the Grease Man?
You don't know the Grease Man?
He
was this like horrible syndicated DJ. Gary, you know the Grease Man, right?
Waddle doodle.
Hey, waddle doodle, waddle doodle. Could you please play a sample of the Grease Man for
Kevin? You guys grow up with no television? Do you know all these radio guys?
Yeah, we're Amish. Used to listen to cars as they drove by my farm.
Isn't the Grease Man the guy they put in the air ducts for when you're like robbing a bank? He's the slippery guy that goes in there.
No, he's this abject racist.
I'm talking about this slippery guy when I fucked my wife last night.
Yeah. Hey, let me lick
you. So you think that makes sense to have all these names there and then they don't even fucking...
You want to be involved. It's to honor Patrice's memory. Mm-hmm. It's a whole thing.
And where's the money go? It goes to his family?
Goes to,
His mother.
His mother?
I believe his mother, yeah.
But if they do it once a year, I mean, just fucking do it at the Garden. I don't understand. Make a lot of money instead of this little fucking, just have a four-person show. Have, like, whatchamacallit. But I guess Gaffigan doesn't want to be associated with it because then they'll cut into his ticket sales when he tries to sell tickets here himself.
He's part of a consortium of talents, and they bring in, you know, because there's some A-listers.
I saw the line where I was like, ugh, well, so many people I hate. Gary Goldman, fucking Michelle Wolf.
You don't like Gary Goldman?
Ugh, I just tweeted about him.
He's tweeting tips for all comics right now.
I tweeted about him last week. Now he's blocked me on Twitter.
Oh, no.
Because I called it, he's giving fucking stand-up tips since the first of the year. So finally I had it. I go, you know, Gary's like a mental patient. Like, if he's the least bit distracted or disturbed while he does stand-up, he flips out on the crowd. He like literally stops the show. Mm-hmm. What did you say? Like, nobody, he did a couple, the last time I saw him. What did you say? There was no one could even hear what the fuck he was, the woman who's, I guess a woman said something.
Sure, yeah.
But then now the black female comics are doing that too. Like, somebody will say something and be like, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I believe it's didn't.
And he's,
as a heckler, I would back down immediately if that starts happening to me.
No, Gary Goldman, he acts like he's like some genius, you know? He's like, I'm a big guy, but I'm very smart, too. But push comes to shove, he's like, I'll snap you in half. I'll snap you in half. I'm a 6'7" Jew. I'm the Incredible Hulk Jew.
I turn green, but not on Friday night.
Right. I'll make this room wholesale.
Not for nothing. But don't you wouldn't like me when I'm angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
That's what it is. He becomes the fucking classic, like, I will fuck you up. I know, I haven't seen him since I tweeted it, but I know he's going to start shivering, man. I'll just be like, hit me, man. Hit me. Fucking hit me. Just, I'm not, I don't give a fuck.
I can't picture it, man. The guy's an angel. The guy's an angel.
What?
Yeah, he's a sweetie.
No, he's not.
Just from what I see in his act, I don't know him personally.
It's all this like I'm so sensitive. I'm a sensitive soul. And but then apparently last time at the Village Underground, he yelled at a waitress for taking an order.
Right.
First of all, he's 6'7". Nobody even sees the fucking waitress. I could see at the cellar but at the Village Underground, you're on a stage. No one can see the fucking waitress. You can, but nobody else can. But he's a fucking prima donna. And so is fucking, so is Bill Burr. So they should have just called it prima donnas. Chris Redd, he's a fucking, you know what?
Is he African American?
Yes.
Okay. It's weird. His name should be Chris Black.
So what do you think of Gary giving away all the tips? Like, do you think it's just like, it's just straight up unfair?
It's egomaniacal. He's an egomaniac. He keeps telling everybody how great he is. He goes, he keeps saying every tweet, I'm on the top of my game. Come see me. Then I see him at the fucking cellar and it's like, you know, he's doing his dumb fucking long bits. And the crowd's like.
If I was somebody to do jokes.
And then he flips out in the crowd. He flips out in the crowd because some woman said, like, she didn't laugh the right way.
What you should do when you're that tall, you do crowd work. You go, hey, ma'am, if it's raining, you should ask me. I'll know first.
No, what he should do is when somebody does something like, he should just go and just fucking, just pound their fucking head like he wants to do.
Like whack-a-mole?
He's filled with rage.
Semitic rage.
So he suppresses it with his meds and his whatever the fuck he does. And he's like, I'm chill until somebody goes. And then he's like, I'll fucking kill you.
I'll have the chicken fingers. Can I have the chicken fingers?
Yeah, very soft-spoken until one little thing happens. Then he just gets all with his lip. His bottom lip gets all fucking.
You're gonna rob Roy?
He starts fucking. His bottom lip gets all fucking twitchy and curly.
He's still dating Sade Pilot. You know that girl?
I don't know who he dates. I don't give a fuck.
I remember his girlfriend from back in the day. Like, she'd be at open mics and stuff.
Black girl, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know who he's dating. It's not my business. But I'll tell you, is him giving tips to everybody? Mwah. How about a tip on how to fucking berate a woman? And it's usually women, too. It's like I get a sense he's a fucking gigantic bully. So it's usually, you know, like.
I don't see any of that. That's like so funny to me.
There's nothing to say. It's odd. I mean, how many times have you seen him on stage live?
Live, only like. He used to run sets like in this place in the East Village a lot, like just run longer sets. So I've seen him like do a couple hours total, I guess.
Okay, well,
he's a sweetie. I don't know. You have to know him personally, I guess, to see this other.
He's a sweetie until somebody fucking steps on his toe, or doesn't give him his French fries on time. He's like, I'll fucking kill you, bitch. Where am I? Yeah.
They're supposed to be disco fries? Like cheese and gravy on these? I'm sorry.
And the table goes over. The table. It's fucking Ben. But he's not as bad as Ben Bailey, but Ben Bailey's the same thing where I'm like, I'm a sensitive. I do jokes about things. I like to do jokes about words. I play with words. I'm like a word juggler. And then one thing goes wrong. He's like, I'll fucking. Like, I've seen him do the same thing. I've seen him like in stand at the crowd and a guy, I was at the Comedy Cellar and Ben Bailey, who stinks, at least Gary Goldsman, decent comic. Ben Bailey sucks. This is all, you can tweet this, you can fucking go to his house, I don't know where he lives, but Ben Bailey stinks. So one guy was like laughing, one guy had like a ha ha ha, like a fucking high pitched laugh, and he would like, it was after the other people would laugh. And then he would go, he goes, what's that, sir? I will fucking come over there. The guy didn't laugh right.
Right.
So that's how these fucking, like these big, I'm a big dude, but I'm soft-spoken. I'm thoughtful. But I'll fucking kill you. If you give me a half a chance, I'll fucking snap on you.
I can play devil's advocate. The problem is that he has a brother who is estranged from his family. Have you heard of this guy?
Who?
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home?
Oh, my God. I'm with the fans now. You stink. You really do stink.
I like it. It was a nice stretch.
Oh, my God.
You can stretch. Gary Coleman's an animal. And his girlfriend's a mulatto.
We'll talk about his girlfriend. He will fuck me up.
Well, you said it first off camera.
What did I say?
You said, number one, that you didn't think Colin would give me tickets. And you were right. But then you were like, you thought that Gary's girlfriend was ugly.
I never said that.
I'm just kidding. I'm breaking.
I don't even know his girlfriend.
She's very nice. She's very cute. She's very nice.
How do you know her?
I wonder if she got the comedy tips over the years.
She got the comedy tits. Oh, fucking hey.
No, here's
let
the thing.
My fucking, let me buy.
Here's the thing. Here's
she'd be
thing.
Like so famous right now.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
My coffee
here's
mug.
No, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Coffee tips. comedy tips.
They only go so far.
Comedy tips.
Yeah. You still got to do
fine,
it.
Fine, but it's really about him. It's really about, I'm so generous. Mm-hmm. I'm such a great guy.
It's actually, the standard for content now online. It's just, a race to the bottom. It's just to be the website that has that main information and then get all that traffic. So I feel like that's kind of what he's doing.
I'm giving back to the community. I'm at the top of my game. Mm-hmm. And
not for nothing. I wouldn't mind racing to your bottom.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. All hairy and dark.
Oh, come on, man.
It's a modest amount of hair, actually.
Now, what is your background again?
Indian. We've met before, but you've totally forgotten.
Oh, I can't see very well.
Oh, okay. Sorry about
that. Name for the audience. I'm sorry.
Deepu. R2 Deepu on Instagram. What's going on?
R2 yeah. Deepu, really?
What's your last name?
Last name is Gill. Gill.
Who's your girlfriend? C3PO?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
I'm the snarky one.
So, all right. So
you're really terrible today. Is it the snow?
I don't even know. Where do you go up?
Why'd you get drunk today?
Where did I get drunk?
Yeah, why'd you get drunk today? Because of the snow?
I didn't get drunk. I'm not drunk. I wish
yeah,
I
was. Yeah, you're drunk. No, you're
I'm
loopy.
Drunk. Stop it. I'm
oh, loopy. Stop it, you silly goose.
I go to therapy before I come
you
here.
You silly goose.
I go to therapy before I come here, and then I have two drinks. I have two Pinot Grigios at Malachi's on 72nd Street, and I have a cheeseburger, and then I take the train down here. And I'm actually in a really good mood because all my trains lined up.
Oh, that's what a beautiful story. How much to write a book about Brian's yes. day? Where all the trains lined up.
Yeah, exactly. And then I brought Swedish fish for the guys because I kept forgetting them. My wife's like, are you going to give them the Swedish fish? My wife and I have a little conversation about what to bring the production crew. And I said, yeah, sure, of course, I'll remember today, honey. And so I did. I'm having a good day. I'm actually, and this is fun for me. And I don't know, Deepop was going to be here. So it's great to see him again.
Deepu. Your wife's quitting her job tomorrow?
Her last day is tomorrow, and then as of Monday, she's not. She's unemployed.
She gets severance or no?
No, that's it. She's pulling out, taking her toys, and going home.
And then what are you guys gonna do for money?
We're okay. I told my wife. I said, as long as I don't have to fly coach again, I'm fine. She goes, we're okay. She talked to our money manager, and we're okay. So I don't know. I said, we're not doing any belt tightening. Unless
it's around your neck.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Oh, I want to tie my. Oh, I'm Miss Doubtfire. Oh.
What a terrible terror! You're a terrible, terrible hack.
You're really sticking with the Robin Williams.
You're like Robin Williams. Like Robin Williams if he wasn't funny. Just a lot of energy.
Or just more like Robin Williams.
And just never had a punchline.
I had Parkinson's and things of that nature.
Did he have Parkinson's? Or
some kind of weird degenerative.
Yeah, he's a degenerate, all right.
He sure is, right? Hey, joke thief, can you steal jokes in heaven?
Oh, come on. let the guy die already.
I tried reading his biography.
How'd it go?
I gave up on that book the way he gave up on himself.
Oh, wow.
Halfway through.
Who co-wrote it? Brad Trackman?
It was boring as hell, though. Yeah. Rich guy. He was a rich kid growing up.
He's a rich kid.
Very wealthy. Very wealthy.
He's a rich kid, and he's gone too far, and he just hung himself in the bathroom.
He can't remember his own kid's name. He used to love to do cocaine.
Sure he did.
He had a good life. He was the king of the Comedy Store in the late 70s when everybody was doing a lot of blow and it was blowing up.
Famously, he was with John Belushi when John Belushi did the speedball that killed him.
Yeah, it was him and Belzer, right?
Him and Belzer, and then it was always a girl. It was always a woman.
Susie Sorrow?
She's like, you should do it.
You guys want to fuck me? First, you got to do this.
Yeah. And then Chateau Marmol. They listen to Rumors by Fleetwood Mac.
That's how I take people seriously, because I remember I was hanging out at this bar, and I quit smoking cigarettes, mm-hmm. And there's this hot waitress from the Cellars, in the 90s, and she's like, she was smoking. I go, yeah, give me one. I think that's how heroin, all that shit goes, because you just want to, the girl's doing it, you're like, ah, fuck, I want to fuck her, so
sure, yeah.
Maybe if I play along with it, I don't want to sit there like a stiff.
I almost hit heroin for a girl. There was like a really hot girl that I was like 19, and she was like, "This is fucking 19."
It's before people had studied heroin. People really didn't know what was going on yet.
They thought it was a healthy.
Yeah, they were giving it to. They were giving it to the soldiers. and their sea rations.
So you had to kill all those Mexicans in the Spanish American War. Give me your arm. But yeah, this girl came out with a little plate, and it was a CD case, and towed the wet sprocket, if I remember correctly. And there were little brown lines, and she was like, she's really hot. And she's like, I'm like, what's that? She's like, it's dope. And I was like, because me being a dope, I said
it's dope. Like, hey, it's now that, because now that's an expression, it's dope.
Well, yeah.
Hey, how was the show? It's dope.
Yeah, exactly. Better. Hey, I tell you, Colin Quinn show better be dope for $100 a ticket.
Well, first of all, so you really think that you're, did you buy tickets?
No. I'm taking my friend. I told my friend to go. Dinner is it's my daughter's godfather.
Hey, Garrett, can you look? Because I want to take my wife. Can you see when the run ends?
Double date.
And when it's playing till Collins show, red state, blue state.
Please, yeah, it's $100 a seat.
No, but it's a good show.
Yeah, it's hard work stuff. You know, it's original content.
It's not a big thing. It's an intimate place, and you like it intimate.
A little song and dance in the middle. Colin's like, Dolly. I said, hello, Dolly.
So you're going to get mad because he's just a guy talking.
It's for $100 a person.
Yeah, but it's like he's
free in HBO in 4 months.
He is at the top of his game. Yes. Like, I don't know about Gary Goldman, but Colin is at the top of his game with these one-man shows. Like, he knows how to do them, so they're entertaining. I saw his one-man show when he used to dress up, and he dressed up as like a lady. I saw it in like the mid-50s, not the mid-50s. 1950s and the mid 50s and like 50 near 80.
Yeah, like the Schubert Theater.
It was like the Irish Arts Theater.
Right.
And it was
like Grandmother survived the Troubles.
7th and 8th or 8th and 9th.
Exactly
on 50th Street. Does it say? It
says it got extended through March 16th.
Okay, good. Ooh. All right, so I can go. That's what I thought it
How
was.
How much are tickets, Garrett, please?
Tickets as low as $67.
All right, I can handle it.
You gotta sit in the street.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's a small theater.
I watched the Jumbotron.
They actually seat you at the Village Underground.
Exactly.
And you watch with headphones.
He's like, he just said Democrats are a bunch of silly gooses, and you can get laughed at that guy. So where do you go?
I think this will be a good show because he's onto something. You know, he's like, I can't side with either side now, the left or the right. They're both embarrassing to me. So, right.
Yep.
And after this fucking Amazon and this fucking, this Cortez lady, you know, and fucking Bernie Sanders, I'm like, these fucking, and then the Jussie Smollett, he's part of that too, where like, we're all victims. We're not pro-job, we're pro-victimization. If you're a trans child, you shouldn't be bullied. You should be protected, according to Don Ciadelli on SNL.
Yeah.
Ciadelli.
That's what Pete Corielli calls Don Cheadle.
Oh, Cheadle.
I can't even say his name right.
Cheadle.
Don Cheadle.
So I'm the guy from the black guy from Boogie Nights.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's what the Democratic platform is. Not about jobs, right? Where do you live?
I live in Staten Island, so we wouldn't have been affected by the Amazon thing.
Yeah, but I used to live there.
Oh yeah.
Fucking Christian Finnegan was tweeting out. He was going back
Staten Island.
No, Long Island City.
Long Island City, where Amazon was going in.
He said Staten Island.
Yeah.
No, I asked him because I wasn't sure if he lived in Queens or not. I know he didn't live in Manhattan.
He's Indian. Doesn't mean he lives in Queens.
So they need that shit. So for her to go like, well, you know, we don't know what kind of jobs. Like, let's just get the job. It's like saying I don't. It's like when Long Island City's desperate. I mean, they're not as desperate as they used to be, but that neighborhood where they're moving in was never going to get fixed up, and it never will now. So all those people that live there and everything. The point is, it's like if you're Long Island City. They don't have good representation because they should have been, they should have just taken it and worry about the jobs and how much they're getting paid after they fucking move in. Let them move in, and then we'll see, and then start bullying them around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the counter argument wasn't great. You know, AOC was trying to say like, oh, well, we're gonna have they're gonna employ facial recognition technology in the neighborhood. I'm like, that's gonna happen anyway.
Wait, who? What did they say?
That was one of the chief complaints from Ocasio-Cortez that Amazon would implement facial recognition. They'll start like tracking everyone who works there, and then that will kind of
spread. How is that bad?
It's not that bad. I mean, we're trackable anyway. We have our debit cards. We have our phones.
Yeah, and all the people that live in Queensbridge, they were like, "Well, where are you going to hire us? Like, are you going to show up on time?"
Well, I also, I mean.
So it's like they need the fucking jobs. Brian, just shut the fuck up. You're drunk.
No, but, I'm not drunk. I want to
say. Okay, but the point is they need the jobs. They need the jobs, Queensbridge. So this whole thing of like, it's like a guy who's not getting a lot of pussy. Mm-hmm. And then somebody, it's like the Natterman story when somebody said Greg Giraldo's wife, her friend of hers, wanted to fuck Natterman. And Natterman was like all like, well, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you that you want to fuck me? It's like, just fuck her and then figure it out after. So it's like, so if you're Long Island City, you need the job. Get the jobs. Amazon ain't going anywhere. Amazon's like taking over the world. Mm-hmm. So there, it's not like it's people. She's this cunt is comparing it to Foxconn with Wisconsin. I don't know anything about that. But no one's heard about Foxconn. Have you ever heard about Foxconn?
No, but I have to jump in for just a second. I feel like I actually made a bunch of money with Amazon recently because, you know, I have a musical background and they wanted to do like a song to welcome the neighborhood. So so I wrote this song and it was to the tune of Take Me Down to Long Island City where Amazon is and Gallagher's has great titties. Oh, won't you please come here?
it's like dealing with a drunk retard.
I like that he swings though. It's respectable.
Swinging a miss.
I could tell it was hacky because he kept rubbing his nose like like Johnny about to do a punchline.
You can tell.
Yeah, you definitely have a tell when you're about to do like a hacky bit. You start rubbing your face.
Oh,
and
boy.
That's not like a first attempt at a singing punchline. That always goes well.
Why do you live in Staten Island?
It's my family's out there, so there's...
Your parents?
No, they live in the neighborhood, though.
They live with me.
Yeah, exactly.
So what are you, like in a cul-de-sac?
No, I live in an apartment.
Yeah, cul-de-sac?
Yeah, it's Staten Island. It's very suburban.
Yeah, it's...
There's a lot of cul-de-sacs?
At least one.
Because it stops when you hit the dump?
Yeah, exactly.
The road stops?
Yes.
Those are the two places. Left of the dump or right of the dump. That's where you can live.
What part of Staten Island?
Old Town Road. I don't know if you know
and
that.
You see a bunch of seagulls, you take a left.
Right. But I know Victory Boulevard.
Oh, Jesus. Let's not get into Staten Island geography.
Who is the show for?
Let's go back to the same show we talked about on Monday, then. Go right ahead. Let's do your famous...
No, I'm just pissed. I'm pissed. From Colin Quinn, the left and the right, they're both embarrassing. The left is like, now they're trying to out-cuck each other.
Yeah.
And we would be like, Bernie Sanders would be like, free everything and no jobs. We all just sit around and on our phones. That's all millennials want. They don't want to work. They just want to be on their phones all day.
Sure, yeah.
So that's basically what he's promising. I'm like,
willing to work, I think the term is.
Yeah, free health care, free jobs, free college, and you don't really have to work because working will cut into your fucking phone time.
Dude, it's so scary, like, taking...
How old are you?
I'm 30.
Nice.
It's scary taking a non-pro democratic stance on anything in public. Like, I was at a bar in Long Island City, and I was someone at the bar was looking at Ocasio-Cortez's Twitter, and I just lean over and go, oh, are you a fan? And he just looks at me like I'm the biggest asshole on the planet. I got, like, delayed service at the bar. It was insane.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you said, are you a fan?
Yeah, and it was kind of in a minor critical way.
Was it after the Amazon thing?
I mean, it was like a week ago.
If you got bad service, did you say the bartender, could you curry it up?
It wasn't bad. But
I would have won her back, I think.
Oh, look who's in the booth. We can't get him on our show because they can't double book.
Who is it?
Thanks for stopping by, you cocksucker.
Who is it?
Hey, I'm from Boston. I like the bowl. That's his whole profile. Will Noonan. I don't even know the guy. I just know he won't do my show.
Well, it's because he doesn't like doing shows at lunch because his name's Noonan.
Yeah. That's why we can't get guests, because all your fucking dumb puns.
Well, also, you've alienated every single person in the industry except for this guy.
Yeah, I'm left.
I know that
the last one.
That did make me think when I saw the whole lineup at Patrice's show. I'm like if no half one. The people there won't even talk to me.
Patrice would only do your show. Like a black skeleton here. Ah, I like fruit soda.
Because the funny thing was, I just retweeted something that Gavigan said.
Mm-hmm.
He's just, it's always like about how fat he is. And it's just,
yeah, I think I saw that.
It's so tired. It's so fucking tired. So
every one of your tweets is a treasure, and I can't co-sign any of it. I love it.
No, even when I said a thing about Gary Goldman, I ran into a comic. I'm not going to say his name because he'll...
Brad Trackman?
But he was at the benefit last night. He goes, oh, that was great what you said about Gary Goldman. And I go, yeah, nobody could like it because they're all what a fucking got in trouble, you know? Oh, you know, Sydney Leathers was after me last night.
Yeah, I saw that.
What's his name?
Yeah, Wiener.
Wow.
She retweeted something.
Yeah, you're right. I thought it was the other guy, the Elliot something.
No, she, because she said, she goes, I follow her for some reason. I regret complaining about what a long month January was because now I want to bitch about how short February is and it feels dumb to do both. So I said, and she's verified and I'm not. So then she's like, then she goes, can you guys give this sad clown some attention? He really needs it.
Right.
So then all my fans are like, he's a genius. His brother's famous. You shut up. You're a fucking. And then I go, I'll send you a picture. At one point I go, I'll send you a picture of my wiener. Get it? Because Anthony Wiener, and that's how she's known.
Right. Did she respond to that or?
The fan.
She's like, I'm an actress.
Yeah. Then I tweeted yesterday about Bernie goes, I'm running for president because the time is long overdue. Bernie Sanders, I go, you're so old, you should be walking for president. good stuff. I could be writing for Rich Voss with this kind of stuff. Oh, yeah, Gavigan tweeted, can we start referring to charging our phone as exercise yet? And I go, we get it, you're fat and like food. Because it's like he doesn't get tired of this shit. I mean, I get tired of myself, but at least I've been doing it for fucking 30 years. Hey, Bacon! Hey, Bacon, the whole crowd, they start to wave. Yeah, all he does is bring up, hey, cheese sticks, mozzarella sticks. They start fucking going nuts because, oh, Gavigan, we like food too, do you? You fucking hacks. It's
Grandpa Kevin's Twitter rants, a new segment on the show. What? Hello?
He can't see me. No. I like when I'm glaring at him. I like when I'm glaring at him, he can't see.
He's like, is
Daddy mad at me? Yeah,
right. That's all right. Did you bring the coffee cup or not?
No, I didn't have time. My kids had a half day, so we all got in kaflemp today.
It was a half day every day? Nick Nowicki.
Not bad, not bad. 2 for 30.
Yeah, I'm in there.
2 for 30.
I'm swatting at the pinata. So, do you have a girlfriend?
No, but I've been hooking up with some girls lately after shows, which has been nice.
That's cool. So, yeah, like fans or other girls?
Other comics, you mean.
You ever fuck Karen Feehan?
No. Fantasized. I had a shot early on, but it never.
What do you mean early on?
Like
you
guys years and years ago. Like
comedy grade school?
She was like 41. When she was like 42?
Yeah, exactly.
With those shark eyes.
She's a real whore, though, right? She's not a whore, but she plays it up.
Yeah. Oh, no. She definitely leans into it. You know, I've seen her ass many times without even trying.
In real life?
No, but I.
What do you mean, no? Have you seen her ass? You mean on Instagram?
Instagram.
Well, then it's not like you've seen it by yourself. Oh, she sends you private pictures?
No, I wish.
I've been determined. You looked at her ass. You haven't seen her ass. You've looked at her ass.
I definitely looked at
her ass.
Seen?
No, I haven't.
Smells like shark bait.
Why?
She has shark eyes. You ever look at that girl's eyes? It's like she's like looking. She's like 1,000 yards.
Dead inside. She's trying to think of how she can take your money from you.
Yep.
It's like a stripper mentality.
She's looking at you.
Yeah.
I'm like, my Discover card's in my front pocket. I think I'm all right. Fine.
I like one show she was here, she just left.
She was like,
I didn't even say. No, I was just like, let her go. She's a fucking, she's a big cunt anyway.
Yeah, she really is a cunt.
With all due respect, she's a gigantic cunt.
Yep. But if I was single, I would come at her like a fucking freight train. I'd break her in half.
She'd be like, I know she'd be like a real cunt when you're fucking her that way.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Is it dick?
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah. There's no way I could live up to that. Yeah. Her standards. Yeah. So
anyway, back to me. You know,
loogie in her ear. Grab her. Right in her ear.
What'd you do?
Spit a loogie in her ear. Just kidding.
Well, I was eating my wife out last night. I was thinking about you.
Thank you.
Because Brian, I don't know if you guys know. What's your name? The guy on the couch? Yeah. Derek. Derek gave me a orange Gatorade and a 2 5-hour energy. I have to check for needle marks to make sure he didn't put heroin in them. Yeah, but he says, Brian goes, oh, a guy gave me these things for you. I go, which guy? He goes, the guy sitting in the lobby. I go, well, I just walked by him.
Right.
He wouldn't give them to me. He gives them to you to give to me.
You're not friendly.
I had my hood on. It was fucking snowing out.
You got big Jawa.
Yeah, I look like the Unabomber. Yeah, I like that. Right. I like walking up behind women when I got my hoodie on.
Right.
And they're all like, this motherfucker's going to rape me. I'm like, I'm just going to cop a feel.
Grab a side.
Are you crazy?
Gotta grab a side of it, not the whole thing.
Yeah.
God, stop being such a cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop about ruining
winter.
My ride
It's winter.
Winter? You say Bill Burr.
Hey, Will Noonan, you're from Boston, right? So what do you think about I was talking about how they have the Patrice benefit, and they have it at the New York City Center or whatever, 2,200-seater, and Bill Burr was on it, Gaffigan was on it. I'm like, why? Bill Burr sold out the Garden here in November, so it's like, what's the?
That's a good point.
Why don't they do it at a bigger? If they want to raise money, just do it at a bigger place and really fucking raise money. They had like 10 people, and
I agree. I said I wouldn't do it unless it was at the Garden. So
you could go like Patrice Stock. You could have it like upstate somewhere, you know, in the Catskills.
Oh right, like make it a summer festival.
Exactly,
that works.
Only serve chicken skin.
Will had a good point. What did you say about this is the golden age of the?
Fucking bad comedy specials.
Yeah,
I was referring to We Be Knowin' on HBO. That was like the worst special I'd seen in a really long
time.
Who's
that? We Be Knowin'.
I don't remember her name, but it was like I think she'd been doing stand up 2 years.
Oh wow.
I saw a guy. I'm not gonna say his name because we all know him, and Rich I know Chapman. It's burning bridges and everything. But I like the guy and everything, and he doesn't mean any harm. But he was like, "Hey man, I got a new hour. It's totally different from my other hour." I'm like, "He's a feature. He's not even a fucking."
That drives me up a wall when people say they have so much time and they really don't.
Yeah, then he's like, I know he works at the Cellar. He doesn't get a lot of spots, but I'm like. You're not even a headliner. Like, why are you bragging about your new? Nobody gives a fuck. Who is this for?
Yeah.
Sydney Leathers? Nobody gives a fuck about your hour.
Hey, Sydney Leathers, don't have a cow.
Nobody gives a fuck about your new hour because nobody cared about your old hour. So why would they care about your new hour? Oh, totally different than my album. Thanks, Led Zeppelin. Is it different than Led Zeppelin 2? Because I like that one.
I got cooling, baby. I'm not fooling.
Well, you have to be able to bomb for an hour to have an hour. If you can't eat shit for the hour, it's only 15 minutes.
What does that
minutes.
Mean? What do you mean?
Well, you know what I mean? Like how quick you go through time when the crowd is bad. You're burning through
your
time.
Oh, right.
Like, you can, like, when the first time I featured, I bombed. I thought I had a half hour. After 15 minutes, I was like, fucked.
I tell that to people. I go, you know, guy goes, a woman asked me, I really don't know her name. She goes, can you watch my act? And then give me some critiques. She was friends with Greer or whatever. So I go, okay. So I watch her at Stand Up New York. She doesn't get, like, all these jokes, they get nothing. And she goes, they usually work. I go, and because she went on after me. She goes, they usually work. I go, yeah. I go, yeah, because you're doing open mics. I go, once you follow somebody good, you'll lose. None of these jokes will work.
You look like you don't know how to do it.
Yeah, so you can get you can do an hour with a good crowd, and it's still just like... I mean, it's like it's nonsense.
It's like acting now. People used to be real critical of each other, I think, and now people are just always like, "Good job, you did it.
What an hour! The guy did an hour, and then you listen to the hour, and it's just like, yeah. And then my girlfriend said, gah, and I said, gah. It's just like a lot of, and then she said, and he said.
I feel like I need to tell you something. You know,
it better be good, because we're having a fucking professional grown up conversation.
Is he mic'd?
Yeah, it's probably mic'd.
I got this thing.
Okay, good. So I'm just saying, I'm working with your wife, and you know she's in a Led Zeppelin tribute band, and she wanted to.
My wife is.
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called Led Zeppelin, and the big song is "I Got a Coolo." You wanna take a smello? They're working on it, I'm trying to help her.
I wish Keith was here for this classic stuff, so he could give you a demotion.
This Countess,
you'll be on
it. Slick, I'm gonna sucker your dick way down inside. I got a brown hole. Put your pink tongue in me. Put your pink tongue in me. I got a whole lot of culo. I got a whole lot of culo.
E-Rock, did you get all this for the best of the compound this week in the compound?
I feel like you actually screamed that stuff in the 80s back in the day.
Uh-huh. we got a new album. Right. Jesus. Even Led Zeppelin, they said when they came out with Stairway to Heaven, they were all like, hey, what happened to Whole Lot of Love? Nobody wants the new stuff. So if you say you have a new album, everybody's like, I got a new hour. Well, it's probably not as good as the last hour anyway if you're in such a rush to fucking get it out. So it's like, I got a new hour. Like Gary Goldman's like, I got a whole new hour. And then I'm watching, I'm like... This is it? It's just a lot of, like, if you're a fan, you're probably like, oh, this is terrific. But if you're not a fan, you're like, boring. Where's Neil's brother?
I got one more of me. You want to hear it?
Is it a different song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's also in a Beatles tribute album.
Oh, what's that called?
And she's a huge...
We all live...
No, she's a big Ringo Starr fan. What would you think if I cleaned out my asshole? Would you still put your tongue up my ass? Give me your tongue, I'll put it in my culo, and I promise I'll do fart on your face. Oh, I get by with your tongue in my culo. Oh, I get by with the tongue in my culo. If you need some toilet paper, just use my husband's tongue.
Oh my God! And you're not drunk?
No,
you're just that's what happens when all the trains line up.
I'm so excited!
You got songs.
It was like Make a Wish Foundation.
You got songs in your heart.
Like he's blind. Think about the trains line up. I'm like, I'm on the choo-choo for 40 minutes. Yeah, good time. So where do you go up?
Did a show last night at the Crane Theater. Had a great time.
The Crane Theater.
Yeah.
Korean. He said Korean.
Oh, hello, hello. I heard your comedy's a real dog.
I don't even get that one.
Because they eat dog. They eat dog.
Oh, gotcha.
Koreans do. No,
hey,
no,
Derek,
no.
Are you cold? No. I'm a little cold. Anyway.
Oh, do you want to want a pashmina? Gary, can we get a pashmina?
I could turn the fan off for you.
Well, I was wondering, the window's open. Oh, that's why. Oh, forget it.
I was next door at the bar with
Mike.
Bill and Gino.
Yeah, talking to the mic.
And Keanu.
Oh, Keanu.
And Keanu. Was very crystal clear to me and Gino, and she said she wanted to do terrible, horrible things to you.
Whoa.
And I was shocked by it.
Did you fuck up my credit even worse?
I love that guy in The Matrix.
She was filthy about you, and I was, like, very impressed.
Really?
When, today?
Yeah, like, an hour ago.
I like how she said that to everybody but me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I'm always the last to find out.
She might be mad at me for telling you that, but she was very clear.
It's like you're in 10th grade or something. She's like, tell Kevin after physics.
What's your favorite color?
That thing they do?
Yeah,
exactly.
No, they just said it because I'm married. They know I can't touch it. Plus, she fucked Sherrod or something.
Ugh.
Didn't she?
Sure.
I know she fucked a black dude.
I know life has.
Ooh, life has?
Life has fucked Sherrod.
Sherrod's doing great.
I like Sherrod. I'm just
ask him.
Exactly, right. Same 8 minutes for the past 20 years.
Sherrod, how you doing? Great. Yeah, great. He's another guy who'll pick you up and throw you up against the wall.
Nice.
To get him mad. He basically forewarned everybody with that when he picked up little Mark Norman.
Sure, yeah.
And you don't even think Mark Norman's, you think he's little, but he's really not even. Watch him when he takes a picture with Jim Norton and fucking.
He's gonna fight with Mark Norman?
Son of Sam. Mark Norman, I guess, said something and he just basically picked him up and threw him against the wall at the Village Underground.
That's not cool.
I thought it was Stand Up New York. Anyway.
It doesn't, either way.
Yeah.
Either way, it's a good story.
It's a good story.
Yeah.
If it's totally made up.
And then Eric Goldman like picked him both up like a couple of like jabronis. You two work it out. You people have so much anger. Talking to Mark. He's from New Orleans.
Yeah, Mark's. I've never seen Mark mad.
No. Why would you be? He's drowning in pussy and like makes great living and... What's to be mad about Mark Norman? He's a worker.
He did. He just stole $6,000 from his apartment.
Didn't phase him.
I think it phased him.
I mean, he's just kind of like, hey,
why'd you have $6,000 cash? Why would you have that much cash?
Is he the fucking he gets paid in cash on the road or something? I don't know.
No, he doesn't.
Oh,
he gets paid in cash on the road because then they'll stop you going through the fucking airport, TSA.
The airport.
Be like, why do you have $3,200 in singles?
Charles Lindbergh? Airport.
Airport, that's what I call it.
Right.
I wear a fucking suit and tie when I travel.
Right. A monocle, like a scarf.
I don't fuck around. I have a lot of respect for the TWA and Eastern Airlines.
You're like, come on, you boys at Pan Am.
Yeah.
Having like a Pall Mall.
I call it Pan American. That's how old fashioned I am. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Any more songs?
Yeah, well, she's also doing a work on. There's another
one. Go ahead, caller. Thank God.
All right. Go, what do you have?
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
Hey, I called Bill's show this morning to let him know your thoughts on him from Monday. And,
Who is this, OVO?
Asking, huh?
Is this OVO Cool Cat?
No, it's Daryl from Philly.
Oh, hey, Daryl from Philly. Cheerleaders. Woo! Come in your pants.
Woo! That's a good one, especially after they went bottomless last year.
Oh, no shit.
Bottomless?
I'm going.
Hell yeah.
I'm going.
But they got to wear their tops?
They have to wear a hat.
It'd be funny if you wear them with their tops.
Hey, look at my pussy. You can't look at my tits.
That'd be a new way to mix it up at the strip club.
You have to wear a knitted scarf.
Yeah.
So what do you got, Daryl? I'm sorry.
Well, I called Bill's show to let him know what you said, Kevin, that he's a washed-up, failed print journalist. And basically he wanted me to tell you that you've never kissed a real woman, and honestly, you look like John Mayer who's going through chemo.
Oh.
It's pretty good for Bill Schultz. Pretty good for a print journalist.
Good.
It's a little funny that he's implying that you've never kissed a woman when he's at least 4/5 fag.
Oh, he said, I've never kissed any women?
You said you've never kissed a real woman. I don't know what that means.
He's talking about like a tranny?
I guess. I don't know.
Well, also, I think it's because I don't think Kevin's ever kissed a woman on the mouth. Yeah. That's the difference.
Ass only.
Let me.
It'd be funny if I'm like, no, mouths are dirty. Let me eat that. Right. Let me eat that asshole.
Dover. I like some fresh calamaris.
My wife last night. I shouldn't even tell this story. Anyway,
go ahead, please.
My wife's like, we had sex, and she goes, "You wearing a different cologne? I don't even wear cologne because my skin rejects it." But she's like, "Are you wearing a different cologne?" She goes, "Because your penis smelled different." And I'm like, "Uh oh." Because I'm like, what did I do? I must have done something. It's like a black dude at a bodega. It's like, I must have stole something if they're paying so much attention to me. So I'm like, what's going on? I go, no, I didn't even take a shower yesterday. So I'm
like, just,
but I automatically, so I'm thinking like, thank God I'm not cheating on my wife, because or else I would have been like, I got to take a shower. Like, I was totally innocent. I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. So she figured out it was like, she used some new product on my daughter's hair, and she had just done her.
Gross. Whoa, are you teabagging your daughter? What's going on?
She had just.
Cock smells like your daughter's hair?
She had just done my daughter's hair. She had like combed her hair, because my daughter's got it. She's half Panamanian, so she had to use different product to get her hair straight, and then it was in her hands, and I guess it was on my dick or whatever. Anyway, long story short, I didn't fuck my daughter.
Your dick smells like your daughter's hair.
So then she finally figured out, but I was like, what did I do? What did I do? What did I do? Like, you just automatically go, did I fuck somebody today?
Yeah, you don't.
Was I at a strip club?
Like, you just fell into some pussy just by.
Yeah, accident. Like, and I forgot.
All the way home.
I fucked somebody on the G train and I forgot all about it. That's like that Kumia story in his book where, like, the girl's sucking his dick and she's like, this smells like you already came. Where is she?
Oh, yeah,
she was in the closet or something?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good story. I'm going to get stuff like that from my book.
It's just make up. Yeah, exactly.
I'm just going to make up stuff.
Chapter 4.
I'm just going to plagiarize this whole book.
Chapter 4, my dick smells like my daughter's hair.
Ah, good stuff.
Bestseller.
I'm going to get a song about that.
Audiobook. Right.
Audiobook.
Chapter 4, donate. My dick smells like.
Chapter 4, donate. That's the whole chapter. It's one page, donate.
Yeah,
and chapter 5.
Chapters, it's all just donate.
Yeah.
And shit about Neil.
Yeah.
By the way, that blind friend of mine, Brian, can you give him Neil's phone number?
No.
He's having, he's friends with that J.K., the bald guy from that movie Whiplash. J.K. Simmons, thank you. He also played like the whatever. He was in
a lot of commercials now, right? Isn't that guy in the commercials?
He's the Allstate guy.
You do commercials, right?
Yeah, I went to the same acting school as J.K. Simmons.
No way.
That's how I know his name.
Is that the Learning Annex?
Oh, that place in Emerson?
It was the Kevin Spacey School of Butt-Fucking and Acting. That was
And he passed with flying colors.
Come laude.
Did you come laude?
Come loudly.
Come soft.
Oh! Kaiser Soze!
Come softly if you're 15 or under. Wait, did you go to Emerson?
I went to the American Musical and Dramatic Academy up on 70th and Broadway. Oh,
so you're from here or you went to school here?
I went to school here. I lived here for 9 years when I did that, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But why'd you move back to Boston?
I was getting more work up there. I was going up there every weekend to work, and I just stayed one weekend. I was like, fuck it. I'm already up here all the time.
And you get more commercials because there's less competition, right?
Yeah, is that don't
see,
tell
and
me.
And then all the commercial agents know you, right?
Yeah, I work
there's not that many. There's not that many. That's the part of the problem. If they know you, they'll work with you more, and they'll be like, oh, this guy's great. Let's do it. Let's do it again.
You do commercials in Boston?
Yeah, I do a lot of. I
just booked a Honda. Didn't you book a Honda commercial?
Yeah.
Like, he's not even Japanese.
This Honda's wicked fast.
And it goes so fucking fast. It goes zero to Bill Burr in 8.2 seconds.
Two gallons of chowder, you go about 50 miles. Gets you to Marblehead.
And then Lenny Clark said.
Right.
Lenny, yeah.
Fucking retards don't buy this car, you fucking assholes. You have a Hyundai, you look like a real fucking gabroon. I want to say the N-word so badly. I didn't do it.
Oh my God!
Progress.
Yeah. It really is. I wanted to say it early with Chris Red too, but yeah, exactly. I respect for the.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God! Are you still there? Guys, hung up. I think.
No, the guy, the caller.
You're still there.
Right. Well, that's a good question because you're blind. He doesn't know.
I don't think he. I would have seen the door move or something.
Yeah, he hung up. What was he even talking about?
I don't even remember.
Bill Schultz insult.
Oh, the Bill Schultz insult.
Oh, yeah, Bill Schultz. Listen, he sits there. He moans and groans about print journalism. You know what I mean? It'd be like, hey, I used to have a good paper route too. So it's like, you got to move on. So instead of being a Lyft driver or Uber driver, he goes across the street and drinks his fucking salary. So is that mm-hmm. professional?
No.
Sound like what a grown man would do?
I wish
he was married so his wife would like beat him up. Every show he'd have to do with dark glasses, big dark glasses. He'd be like an old Irish guy would just drink the fucking, as soon as he got paid, he would go right to the pub and drink it. And he'd come home and his family is six and be like crying and hungry.
Hold a ribeye on his face.
Yeah.
Sullivan's.
And she's like some big black lady, Leslie Jones, like, "What motherfucker, where's my money?" And Bill Schultz is like 100 pounds. He weighs like 100 pounds, man. His arms are like atrophying. What the fuck is that? Is that alcoholism or is that his liver giving up? Huh?
Not for me.
You can't even see. You have a disgusting body.
I bench 145.
Anyway, I'm eating my wife out. I'm like, Brian, don't do this. Brian, don't eat my wife out.
I'm going to start eating my wife out again.
Brian won't eat his wife out.
Well, we're in a sort of a sexual detente.
You're ruining being blind. That's a gift in that department.
I thought I was eating my wife out. Turns out I fell down at a sushi restaurant.
Is this Baba Ganoush or am I eating my wife out?
No.
You got lost in a sirloin.
Yeah, right.
No, so I was eating my wife out, you know, as a courtesy.
Feels so good.
Because we hadn't had sex in a while because she's been mad at me. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm
totally shaved, right? She's totally shaved.
At this point, it doesn't even matter. Who am I to judge?
Right. I'm just saying.
I like a little snack down there anyway. I don't like it all fucking dry.
Some flossing while you're down there?
I don't like it all clean. I don't like it too clean.
A little chicken parm. Get it out.
Yeah, a little chicken parm. No, but I'm like, Brian, don't do this. I'm like, I can't even imagine. So no wonder you come quick because you guys don't have any foreplay.
We're starting the foreplay. Next week. She's not working next week. So I think we're going to get... We're going to get back in the saddle. I'm throwing the
baby. Because she's not going to be home anymore? She's not going to be working anymore?
Yeah, she's quitting
her job. So you can seduce her all day?
Exactly.
Maybe wear some assless chaps?
Put some walk around the house. I have a bunch of boxes.
Get a rocket out of your ass?
I have a bunch of boxes of rosé that I don't hide it from my wife because that would imply I have a problem. But I put it behind like stuff in the refrigerator. I've got two boxes back there.
You do?
Yeah, I'll ask my wife to get me stuff upstairs. And then she'll go upstairs. I grab a box real quick and I fill it up. And I go, and I go, hey.
Where are you, honey?
Get over here. Let me eat that cunt of yours.
Is it really different going down on a woman that's given birth?
I mean, it's...
Is it like wider?
No. I mean, it's a good question. It's a valid question. No.
I'm losing my appetite.
Right, exactly. Can we get some
I'm trying
fish?
To prepare myself here.
No, I mean, I have a big dick, so I tend to stretch out any woman I'm with after at least one or two.
And guys, too. I'll stretch out a guy, too. Don't get me wrong, everybody. Stretch out a guy's a-hole.
That's why Brad.
Don't get Bill Schultz over here. He'll testify.
Nothing sadder than watching a guy blow up his ring in the bathroom, you know, after you have sex. Mm-hmm. You know, all my cum's coming out of his butt. And he's got to sit on that ring.
What ring?
You know, they like the ring so that your asshole, when you have such a gaping asshole that's been so thoroughly thrashed, you don't want to set it flush on wood or a cushion. The ring allows air and the swelling to go down.
Why would you sit on a cushion?
Well, that way you don't, a cushion, like an upholstered chair. Mm. Or a sofa or something.
That's what you do when if a guy fucks your ass, you automatically sit down on a
hemorrhoid. Yeah, yeah.
On a nice chair.
Yeah, you want the cum and maybe the lube and stuff to kind of
just sit on the toilet. When you sit on the toilet.
You want to come out and make conversation.
Do you?
Yeah.
How was your ass?
I don't want to talk through a closed door. You know, it's like when I was an altar boy. You know? Pick up your clothes, McCarthy. I'm done with you. Leave the rectory.
Just tweet, I'm going to write a Broadway show called Altar Boy. Because they've one called a Waitress and like Glee Club and fucking. So wouldn't it be a great fucking Broadway show, Altar Boy?
Absolutely.
All the Altar Boys singing about how they were raped by Father McCarthy?
Yep. Right.
You an Altar Boy, Will?
I was, yeah.
Here or in Boston?
Yeah, I never got like molested or anything.
Neither did I. I was an altar boy for a couple of years. Plus, I would flirt with them too.
I'd try my hardest. I'd be dropping all the communion wafers.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, I got to pick up 45
of these. Oh my God, look at me bending over.
And the door is locked and nobody's here. Look at all that wax from those candles. I bet that make a great lube.
Eric's real quiet through this. I'm starting to worry he's having a bit of a flashback.
Yeah.
Right.
You guys can get a ride home.
Exactly. Right.
You can take the Peter Pan bus.
Yeah.
Dorchester. Oh, shit. We got to drive. We got to drive to the Cord.
Got to Worcester. Got to go to Worcester and Dorchester.
Worcester, then take 90 West.
Right. Yeah. 90 West.
I was going to say West, and I said East. I was working with Louie, and then we were talking about we were in Albany. I go, didn't you guys do a lot of gigs here? Could you just take 90 West? He goes, not at all.
Yeah, really? I've only worked there twice myself, and it's like, we work in Springfield a lot, and it's just another hour.
I know. It's so weird because it's so far. I guess the New York guys kind of monopolize Albany and West.
Yeah,
I did a gig one time with a guy. He was from Boston. He had to pick me up in Albany, and then we had to drive like far, like almost to Jamestown, New York, which is fucking forever. But then there was like a lake effect snow, so there was snow squalls and everything. So I don't even know if we had cell phones back then, but I think we called the guy and we said we're going to be a little late, and the guy's like, "Oh, what the fuck." It was like people were like wiping out, truckers were wiping out, and then we get there, they go, "Oh, we had to cancel the show." Because nobody turned up, and it's like, you motherfucker. And it was the worst gig of my life until I started working with you. But I thought, because it's not that far from Albany to Boston, right?
It's like 3 hours from Boston.
It's almost like, you know, we'll do Springfield, but the fuck that. We're not leaving the state.
That extra half hour.
Yeah, because we all got fucking warrants, so we're afraid to cross the fucking state line. What do you got, another song?
Well, she does standards, too. So there's a Candor and Ebb song, Isn't It Romantic? So she goes, isn't it romantic? I just took a dump. My culo's nice and clean. I'm over here right now. Use your tongue like that machine they used to clean the ice. Isn't it nice to put your tongue on my chitol? In the
Zamboni?
Middle
of the Zamboni?
Zambonis are what your tongue is to me, my dear. I'm going to fart in your throat. But no, I once was given an iFamily.
A little bit like Adam Sandler when he used to play the.
I married a non-Jew because I hate myself. But I once was my family in Martha's Vineyard, and I was
the vineyard.
The vineyard.
I go up there to get my grapes.
It's a pressing affair.
Hello, Martha. When JFK Jr. crashed, that made me so happy that he crashed in the vineyard or whatever the fuck. I'm going to the vineyard. He never made it.
Don't worry, Dale Hannah. I'll be back in two shakes of a lamb's tail.
What a fucking dumb. Wait, I can't see. What am I going to do now? I can't see. I usually fly in the light time.
Quick, John. Do a quick James Taylor. Get a flashlight.
Carly Simon.
Just smile with your big fucking teeth, idiot.
What a fucking dumb cunt he was.
It'll be fine. I'm a Kennedy. We don't die young.
Yeah, nothing bad happens to us.
There's no tragedy in our lives.
The fuck in the world.
What could go wrong?
We're going to be fine.
At least no one chime in. Ahead.
I gave a girl a ride. My roommate at the time, I go, hey, he's dating this girl. And I said, I'll give you a ride. She was going to some town on the Cape, Hyannisport. I said, well, I'm going there anyway. I'll give you a ride. So we're like in horrible traffic, about right in Greenwich, Connecticut. I turned to her and I said, you ever have a clitoral massage? And she goes, and she was kind of a chunky girl, but that's never stopped me before. So I said, she goes, all right. So I'm like rubbing her pussy. She's wearing like these overalls.
You just met her that day?
Yeah, I met her that day. Like, I met her like 3 hours before, but we had a lot of time to catch up because it was bad traffic through Westchester. So I'm rubbing her pussy through these overalls. Her pussy got so wet. It was like, look, she pissed herself. Rubbing her pussy. These truckers are driving by. They're like honking and stuff. Like, you were watching me rub this girl's cunt. So then
I thought her pussy got so wet the truckers were like spinning out. They're like, oh, what the fuck happened? It's not even raining out.
So there's when you drive Rhode Island, there's that big fucking bug, you know what I mean? That pest control thing right by, you know.
I don't know.
95 in Providence.
There you go. Right. So right there, that's where you can go this way to Boston, this way to. So and I've got like an hour to get to the last fucking ferry to go, and I have my car. So we go and we're driving to the Bourne Bridge. I have so hard my like blue balls. I put my pants down around my ankles.
Isn't that a town in Massachusetts? Blue balls.
Oh, yeah, right. They call it Bubba's.
So an Indian name. Blue.
I got my yes, exactly. It means he runs with pre-cum. And so I got my pants down around my ankles, and she's just jerking me off, and she's kind of blowing me and jerking me off. And we go to the Bourne Bridge, and I'm driving to the Bourne Bridge, and I go, I'm going to come. And so she just kind of like pulls her mouth back and starts jerking me off. I look down at my dick. I start coming all over my face. And oh my like,
God. You can't even see. You're visually impaired. You're like, where am I? Like JFK Jr. trying to land a plane in a vineyard.
Something about the vineyard. This makes you do crazy stuff. So I'm driving over the Bourne Bridge. I'm going about 85 miles an hour. I'm laughing because my dick is just shooting cum all over the inside of the car. It's in my face and my mouth and my eyes and my nose. And I'm going, this is how I'm going to die. Like, I'm going to die with my pants on my ankles with my dick out. And I'm jerking. She's jerking me off. And I get over the bridge. And then we get to Hyannis. And I didn't even know the girl. I just gave her my car. I said, just
get the fuck out, you whore. Yeah.
And I had a half ounce of coke in my bag, and I get out of the car, and I got a half ounce of cocaine in my.
It's like one of those Dear Penthouse stories. No, nobody believes. Dear Penthouse, you're never gonna believe it. I never thought anything like this would happen to me.
Right. I'm a freshman at a small Jesuit college in New Hampshire, so I get out of the car, and I got my dick out, and she pulls right up to like the you know the thing. I put my dick in my pants. I'm covered in cum. I got cocaine in my bag, and I give her a kiss in the cheek. I'm like, all right, thanks. Well, I'll call your parents' house. In a couple of days, this is like 99. So,
your parents? Why are you calling? Oh, because you're gonna get in touch with
her. Cell phone. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, and it all worked out. On the way back, she blew my friend. He's driving. So she was.
Sounds like an old fashioned whore.
Right, exactly.
Petrich Farm remembers.
Yeah, it was so all right, funny.
We're out of time.
All right, we're out of time.
Oh no.
Well, listen. Where do you go up?
Again? Where do you go up? he doesn't know how to talk to comics, so he always asks him, "Where do you go up?"
I got a couple
Instead
shows.
Like,
up.
Hey, where you do? Where you were? You doing spots? Where you go up? Right. My mom would ask, "Where you go up? You going up tonight?"
I'm like Jack Parr. Right. Anyways, what do you got? Do you plugs, please?
Yeah, you can follow me at R2 Depu across the board, and then check out my podcast.
Spell it, please.
R2 Deepu.
Is it R2 like the number or the or
yes,
like
two okay. number number?
Okay. Yeah. R2 what?
Deepu.
Okay. Everybody's getting it, but you.
I make it hard sometimes to find that.
No, I appreciate it. You know, I don't spell it out because I want to be concise, but
for sure
that helps.
Thank you.
And what happened to Bobby? Bobby wiped out on a mountain.
Yeah, he got in a snow tubing accident.
Bobby Kelly?
Yeah, he was in the hospital or something. He busted something up, or he busted some ribs.
Yeah, he broke some ribs.
I retweet. I go, "How's the mountain doing?" He's a big fatty,
yeah.
And he could actually damage a mountain.
I would imagine with those inner tubes, there's gonna be a weight limit or something. It probably like blew up or something. He's just,
Well, you go pretty good speed, and then you know.
Cruising out there. He's not a young man either, so
no.
Stay home, folks.
He said he's done with that. He's done for that for now.
So, anything else, social media?
Yeah, so check out R2 Depu everywhere. Hack Thought Podcast is my podcast. It's a very funny podcast.
What's it called?
Hack Thought.
Hack Thought.
One word. Okay. Hack Thought Podcast.
It's on iTunes?
Yep, iTunes, everywhere else. Yep, all that good stuff.
You do it by yourself?
No, I do it with another comedian friend from Boston, actually. So, we do it over the phone and stuff. So.
Right.
Yeah, it's a good time.
You're good with technology, right?
Yeah, we make it sound good. We do all the good stuff. So.
Right. You must be Merchant Cast. Thank you.
What?
Remember, go to brianpmccarthy.com. I have a new line of coffee mugs.
I know. I was supposed to bring it today, but I was running late, so right, I couldn't get it. Bruce was going to give it to me, but
These
I couldn't.
These are for divorced dads. So
what's it say?
You want to buy one. One says, my ex-wife is a cunt. one says...
you spell out cunt?
Oh, yeah, for sure. The one says, I can afford child support. I just don't want to pay it. A bunch of hilarious ones.
And there's a picture of a black guy in the back?
Yeah, he's like, oh, no. I ain't doing this no more. And also go to @BrianPMccarthy on Twitter for all of your... That's the best way to get a hold of me if you need to get me for some reason.
Get you? Or you send a DM?
You a drink?
All right, I'm at the Mohican Sun in
better wear sunscreen.
Mohican Sun in the Poconos this weekend. I don't know who I'm with. I'm driving myself because I'm fucking living on the edge.
Yep.
I was supposed to go with Brian McKenna. He was going to drive me, and then he hit something with Jim Brewer.
Oh yeah.
And then I saw.
You're always someone's silver medal.
Aren't I?
Yep.
Except Sydney Leathers.
Exactly, right?
Follow Sydney Leathers on Twitter. Cow. We're going to try to get her on the show.
That'd be great.
And that'd be fantastic.
I would need her ass right here.
I don't know if she lives here, but I'm sure she's here because whores like to travel.
She probably goes all over the
place. Like to get around. She's probably going to be on Today Show soon talking about her new leather line or something. Anyway.
I heard it's utterly ridiculous.
Why? Because she's from cows?
Yeah.
I know what he's saying, but I'm doing it for the guests, Derek and Will Noonan.
I get it.
Yeah. All right, so thanks for the crew. Thanks for looking up the Colin Quinn stuff. And go see Colin Quinn's show.
Okay,
thanks, Will Noonan. Thanks, Derek. Thanks for the Gatorade and the 5-Hour Energy. Thanks, R2-D Poo.
Yes, R2-D Poo.
Thank you. Thank you.